All right, buckle up, because today we're going deep on virtual events.
Zoo deep.
Not just those webinars we've all seen a million times. We're talking about creating online experiences that can actually stand toe-to-toe with in-person events.
The real deal.
Exactly, the real deal.
Okay, I like where this is going.
And to guide us on this journey, we have this fantastic article from Event Anywhere.
Love their stuff.
Right. It's this whole breakdown, virtual events versus webinars.
Head to head.
And you know what? It totally shifted my perspective on this whole world.
I bet it's easy to lump it all together, but once you start to pick it apart,
oh yeah,
it's a whole different ballgame.
By the end of this deep dive, you'll know exactly what to think about when you're planning your next online get-together.
No more guessing games.
No more guessing games.
All right, so let's break this down. Where do we even begin? What makes a virtual event different from like just hitting go live on your typical presentation? What's the big deal here?
Well, I think this article hits the nail on the head right out of the gate. It doesn't sugarcoat it. It says straight up, a webinar. That's basically that one-to-many format we're all used to.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Useful in its own right? Absolutely.
Totally.
But it's not exactly reinventing the wheel.
Not exactly pushing boundaries.
And that's where this comparison gets really interesting, because the authors make this point, and it's so true. Webinars are like a laser beam, right?
Super focused.
They're perfect for when you need to do a product demo or you have a very specific topic you need to cover.
Get in, get out.
Especially if you want to keep it under an hour.
Nobody wants a webinar that drags on and on.
But then you have virtual events.
Here we go.
And this is where things get really exciting.
This is the good stuff.
Because now you're talking about recreating that feeling of a full-blown event.
Like you're actually there.
Right. With the networking, with multiple things happening at the same time. And this is where virtual event platforms really flex their muscles.
They shine.
I love that distinction you made, because I think so many people, they hear virtual event and in their heads, they're picturing,
oh, just a bigger webinar.
Exactly. Okay. Just more of the same.
But it's a whole different beast.
It's a complete paradigm shift.
Okay, so how is it different? Paint me a picture. What can a virtual event do that a webinar could only dream of?
Okay, picture this. A webinar is like a lecture hall, right? Everyone's in the same room, same info, same experience.
A virtual event? It's like a buzzing conference with different tracks and sessions happening all at the same time.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Imagine you're at, say, a huge marketing conference.
All right, I'm with you.
Now, with a multi-track virtual event, you could have, let's say, a content marketing track happening in one virtual room.
Hi.
At the same time, you've got a social media track going on in another.
Wow.
And then let's throw in an SEO track for good measure, all happening simultaneously within the same event.
So attendees can pick and choose what they want to attend.
Exactly. They get to personalize their experience. They go to the sessions that match their interests. It's all about choice.
Okay, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So instead of one person presenting to everyone at once, a virtual event platform lets you have different presentations, different speakers happening concurrently. And that's what makes it so much more engaging.
That's the magic.
Because with a webinar, you're kind of stuck, right? It's a one-size-fits-all approach.
Like a pre-recorded video, you just sit there and take it in.
Whereas a virtual event is more like dot interactive. You choose your own adventure. You can engage in real time with the stuff you actually care about.
Bingo.
That's what this article really hammered home for me.
Engagement, engagement, engagement.
But you know what else really stood out to me?
What's that?
That whole networking aspect, because let's be real.
Yeah.
A chat box in a webinar.
Oh, please.
That's not exactly the networking hub most people are hoping for.
Not even close.
So how do virtual event platforms even attempt to tackle that? Because those chance encounters, those side conversations, that's where the real magic happens at in-person events.
You're preaching to the choir here. That's where the best ideas come from, those unexpected connections.
Right. And webinars just can't replicate that.
Or can they?
Okay, you've got my attention. Tell me more.
This is where virtual event platforms get really interesting. They're starting to incorporate features that mimic that in-person experience. Think virtual networking lounges where attendees can connect in smaller groups, have those side conversations we were just talking about.
Okay, that's starting to sound more like it.
And it gets even better one-on-one video chat functions. So you can have those face-to-face conversations, even if you're miles apart.
Wow, they're really trying to recreate that serendipitous feeling of bumping into someone at a coffee break.
Exactly. And to make it even easier, some platforms have digital business card exchanges built right in, so you can share contact info with a single click.
It's like they took everything we love about in-person events and brought it online.
That's the goal, right? To bridge that gap between the physical and digital.
And it's not just about the content, it's about facilitating those valuable connections.
Exactly.
You mentioned earlier something about a data gold mine.
Yeah.
Now that has me intrigued. Give me an example. What kind of data can I get from a virtual event that I could never get from a webinar?
Okay, let's say you're demoing a new software feature. In a webinar, you can see how many people attended, maybe get a few poll responses, but that's about it.
Right.
With a virtual event platform, you can see who lingered on the slides about that new feature, who downloaded the technical specs, and even who immediately went to the networking lounge to ask about integrations. That's powerful stuff.
Okay, I see why you called it a gold mine. It's like you're getting a glimpse into what people are actually interested in, not just whether they showed up or not.
It's about understanding behavior, engagement, and that's where you find those golden nuggets of insight.
Okay, we're back, and we are knee-deep in what makes virtual events so different from just, like, hitting that go live button on your typical presentation.
We're going beyond the basics here.
Right. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. It can't all be smooth sailing, right? There's got to be some bumps in the road when it comes to actually pulling these things off.
Oh, for sure. There are always trade-offs.
So spill the tea. What are some of the challenges people might not expect? What could trip them up?
Well, one of the big ones the article talks about is the tech side of things.
Makes sense.
I mean, webinars, those are pretty straightforward by now.
Yeah, everyone's gotten pretty comfy with video conferencing.
Exactly. But virtual events with all the bells and whistles we're talking about?
All those cool features.
Yeah, that requires a different level of tech, and that can be a hurdle for some folks.
So it's not just about finding a platform that can handle a ton of people.
Right. It's not just about capacity.
It's the behind-the-scenes stuff, too.
The back end, the integration.
Do you need, like, a whole IT department to make this happen?
It can definitely feel like that at first.
Right.
But here's the silver lining. These platforms, they're getting more user-friendly all the time.
That's good to hear.
A lot of them now have templates, drag-and-drop interfaces. Some even have, like, dedicated customer support to walk you through it step by step.
Okay, so they're making it easier for the average person.
Exactly. The learning curve's not as steep as it used to be, even for smaller teams with maybe limited resources.
Okay, that's reassuring because, you know, a lot of event organizers are already juggling a million things.
Oh, I feel their pain.
But, okay, let's say the tech is manageable. What about the attendee experience then?
That's huge.
Because I love a good virtual event, but staring at a screen all day.
Oh, the dreaded Zoom fatigue.
It's real. How do you avoid that? How do you keep people engaged and energized?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right.
And this is where design comes in. The article stresses this. You have to design virtual events for engagement, not just passive consumption.
So it's not just about cramming as much info as possible into people's brains.
Nope. It's got to be a two-way street.
Give me some examples. How do you actually design for engagement in this context?
Well, for starters, ditch the marathon webinar format.
Please, nobody wants that.
Instead, think shorter, more interactive sessions, build in breaks.
Let people breathe.
Exactly. Give them time to process, to connect with each other.
And that whole choose your own adventure thing we talked about,
yeah,
that's got to help.
Huge difference. Instead of passively watching, they're actively choosing their path, engaging with the content that speaks to them directly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's all about giving people agency.
Control, choice, those are the magic ingredients.
Okay, but you know something that really struck me as I was reading this?
Yeah.
The article, it did a great job breaking down the functional stuff, the features, the data, but it didn't really touch on the emotional side of things.
Interesting.
And I'm wondering, can a virtual event really capture that same feeling of community?
The human connection.
Exactly. Did you get from an in-person event that energy, the buzz?
It's a tough one to crack, that's for sure. I don't think anything can fully replace the feeling of being in a room with hundreds, thousands of people who share your passions.
It's electric.
Totally. But I do think a well-designed virtual event can create its own unique energy.
So it's not about replicating, it's about creating something new.
Exactly. And remember, even in the article we discussed earlier, they talked about how some platforms are starting to build in those social spaces.
Like those virtual networking lounges, the breakout rooms for smaller conversations.
It's all about recreating those serendipitous moments that happen organically at in-person events, bumping into an old colleague, striking up a conversation in line for coffee.
Those chance encounters that spark something new.
Precisely. And Sure, it might feel a bit more intentional online, but those connections can be just as meaningful, especially in a professional context.
So it's about adapting those serendipitous moments for the digital world.
Finding new ways to connect, even when we're physically apart.
Okay, so we've talked about the good, the bad, and the potentially game-changing. But if we come back to what this article was really saying...
The heart of the matter.
It feels like virtual events, they're not going anywhere.
They're here to stay.
In fact, they're only going to get more sophisticated, more immersive.
The future is virtual, my friend.
So, paint me a picture. What does that future look like to you?
Okay, close your eyes and imagine this. You're at a virtual conference, but you're not just clicking through slides. You're walking through a virtual exhibit hall.
Whoa, hold on.
You can try out product demos in VR, have a virtual coffee chat with another attendee, all from the comfort of your own home.
Okay, now you're just making me want to jump into the metaverse.
See, the possibilities are endless.
It's mind-blowing. But okay, let's bring it back down to earth for a second. With all this talk of virtual events, where does that leave webinars?
Good question.
Are they obsolete?
Not necessarily. Remember, it's all about using the right tool for the job.
So true.
Sometimes a simple webinar is all you need. If you've got a very specific message for a targeted audience, a webinar can still be incredibly effective.
It's about knowing your goals and your audience and then choosing the format that will serve them best.
Exactly.
So for our listeners who are out there saying, all right, sign me up, virtual events of the future, where do they even begin?
That's the spirit.
What are the first steps to make it happen?
Well, the good news is a lot of those event planning basics, they still apply.
Okay, so it's not a totally foreign world.
Not at all. You still need a rock solid objective.
Right. What are you actually trying to achieve with this thing?
Exactly. Is it about getting those leads, boosting brand awareness, or is it something totally different?
Gotta have that North Star.
100%. That's what guides all your decisions.
So you figure out your why, then what?
Then you can start thinking about who you're trying to reach, your ideal audience, what format will resonate with them, and of course, the tech.
Ah, yes, the tech. That can feel overwhelming.
It can be a jungle out there.
So many platforms to choose from. Any tips on navigating that?
My advice, don't be afraid to shop around.
I like it.
Most platforms offer free trials, demos. Take advantage of that.
Kick the tires.
Exactly. See how it works. Does it integrate with the tools you're already using? Is the interface user-friendly?
It's like A/B testing a landing page.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just commit without seeing the data.
Exactly. Data-driven event planning. I like it.
Okay, so let's say you found the perfect platform. Now, how do you make sure your virtual event is actually, you know, engaging? Because we've all been to those webinars that felt like glorified PowerPoint presentations, and nobody wants that.
The snooze fest webinar, we've all been there.
So how do you avoid that? How do you make it pop?
This is where you get to unleash your creativity. Think outside that boring webinar box.
Give me some examples. What can people do?
Well, for starters, ditch the talking head format, bring in interactive elements, polls, Q&A sessions, breakout groups, even virtual games to keep the energy high.
Okay, I'm liking this. Gamification is huge these days.
It's all about keeping people involved, surprised, and entertained.
And you know what else never hurts?
What's that?
Good old-fashioned storytelling.
Ah, the power of narrative.
A compelling story that can make all the difference in keeping people glued to their screens.
1,000%. And having a fantastic host or a moderator, someone who can keep that energy up, make those transitions seamless, handle any tech hiccups like a pro, that's invaluable.
It's like having that virtual MC who keeps the party going.
Precisely. Someone who can wrangle the crowd, keep things moving and grooving.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground here, from choosing the right platform to actually making these things sing.
We've gone from zero to hero on virtual events.
But if you had to leave our listeners with one final piece of advice, what would it be?
Be bold, be creative, and don't be afraid to experiment. This is a constantly evolving world, so have fun with it.
I love that energy.
Try new things, see what your audience responds to. You never know, you might just stumble upon the next big thing in virtual events.
And on that note of innovation and excitement, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of virtual events. We hope you're walking away with a clear understanding of how these immersive experiences are different from those standard webinars, and maybe even a little bit of inspiration to plan your own.
Go forth and create amazing virtual experiences.
But before you go, we want to leave you with this thought. As those lines between the physical and digital worlds get blurrier, what will it really mean to attend an event in the future?
Now that's something to ponder.
Until next time, Keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.